from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson. UC Davis Chancellor Linda Catehi is no longer at her post, removed by UC President Janet Napolitano while investigators determine whether she violated university policies. Among those issues under review are the hiring of consultants to improve the school's online image, her service on particular corporate boards, and the hiring of close relatives. The announcement came from Napolitano yesterday. Campus Provost Ralph Hexter will serve as acting chancellor during the inquiry. Linda Catehi has held the post for nearly 7 years and says she's 100% committed to remain as chancellor. An updated business plan for the California High-Speed Rail now includes a stop in Merced on the first leg between the Central Valley and the San Jose area. The board overseeing the project will meet today in Sacramento on the matter. With the June primary election less than 6 weeks away, California is becoming the center of the nation's political universe. KQED's senior editor for California politics and government, Scott Schaefer, says the campaigns are putting boots on the ground.
Fresh off a big primary night Tuesday, Hillary Clinton's campaign will open its first California office in Oakland today, with 7 more headquarters to follow throughout the state. The news comes as Bernie Sanders announced he would lay off hundreds of staff elsewhere to focus on winning California. Frontrunner Donald Trump will hold a rally in Orange County tonight before heading north for this weekend's main event in Burlingame, where the California Republican Party is holding its statewide convention. All 3 presidential candidates, Trump, Cruz, and Kasich, will be speaking. State GOP Vice Chair Harmeet Dillon says that's just the beginning.
I expect to see advertising. I expect to maybe even see direct mail. I think all of these candidates have not only money, but super PAC support that will be pouring resources into California.
Also this weekend, Democrats will caucus across the state to choose Clinton and Sanders campaign delegates for their national convention in July. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
Some people can vote but don't. Then there are those who would like to but can't. As part of our California Counts election coverage, KPCC's Leslie Beristein Rojas reports on a fledgling project that aims to bring the two groups together.
Gabriel Zamora is active in his union. He's taken part in citizenship workshops, helping immigrants fill out naturalization forms. He's canvassed his South LA neighborhood for state and local candidates, knocking on doors and urging people to vote. But Zamora, who works as a janitor, can't vote himself. In fact, he can't even become a U.S. citizen. That's because he's not in the U.S. legally. In the 10 years he's lived here, he's tried to become a legal resident without success. So why does Zamora do all this? He says he finds it fulfilling to get involved, like he's being useful to society. A few blocks down Arlington Avenue from Zamora's house, Jack Bangerter lives in his art studio. He can vote. He's a U.S. citizen, raised in Idaho. He says he's voted consistently, most of the time.
I've voted in most major elections since I was 18. Sometimes I haven't voted. Either I'm out of the country or something.
The two men have never met, but they might soon. A couple of weeks ago, both signed up to take part in a novel voting project.
Pretty much we're going to match a U.S. citizen with someone who, unfortunately, is unable to actually go on election day and participate.
That's Francisco Medina, one of the organizers of a project that's been dubbed Vote Allies. If Medina's name rings a bell, that's because he made headlines last summer as one of 2 men without legal status who were appointed to city commissions in Huntington Park. Medina would be one of those who can't vote. The goal is to get people like him, or like Gabriel Zamora, and team them with someone who can vote, like Jack Bangerter. The idea is to get these pairs talking and find common ground on issues they care about. If it works out, come November, they cast a vote together. Stephanie Martinez has signed up to be matched with a voter, too. The 23-year-old college student can live and work in the U.S. legally through deferred action, but she still can't vote.
To work with someone and say, you know what, let's work together, learn together, and, you know, on my behalf, if you don't want to vote for yourself, do it for me, you know? And I feel like that's something really motivating.
Technically, there's nothing illegal about this. But for some, the idea of people without legal status being involved in any political process just doesn't sit right. John Eastman teaches constitutional law at Chapman University.
It matters greatly if we take the notion of citizenship and sovereignty seriously, that those who are citizens are the ones informing their government, and those who are not citizens but are here as visitors don't have any more say about how to run the household than a guest you might have overnight at your house.
This is where people like Francisco Medina beg to differ. Medina's lived in the U.S. since he was 16, and he doesn't see himself as a guest.
This is my country. This is my community. This is where I live, and I'm not going to go nowhere.
USC sociologist Manuel Pastor says many immigrants without legal status are already engaged in their communities. Some volunteer in schools or on neighborhood councils.
And I think that this new program provides yet another avenue for people to be able to express themselves in the political process. And it also creates the opportunity for undocumented immigrants and simply non-citizen immigrants to build ties with the native-born.
Gabriel Zamora still doesn't know who he'll be paired with if the project takes off. But already, he has a few words of advice for those who can vote. He says voting is not just a right, it's an obligation, because we do have the advantage of living in a democracy. In Los Angeles, I'm Leslie Beristein Rojas.
This story is part of our California Counts election coverage. You'll find more stories at californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Thursday, April 28th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. Wharton San Francisco's Executive MBA program, delivering a rigorous academic experience immersed in the unique Bay Area ecosystem and access to a globally connected network. wharton.upenn.edu. And the James Irvine Foundation, honoring recipients of the 2016 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards. More information available at irvine.org.